I'm so excited. You know, it was like a big deal, obviously, when he got drafted. And we did draft day at my house and hunkered down for like 3 days waiting to see where he was going to go. And now we're a part of the Raider Nation. I'm so happy to be here. I'm really proud of him.
Here is Flynn back, looking left, throwing, and it's caught for a touchdown by Michael Rivera. Touchdown, Raiders!
Michael Rivera's sister there, star of Glee.
Man, how cool is that? We all know your sister, Naya, but Mom was there to watch your first NFL touchdown catch. An amazing moment for Michael Rivera, makes his Silver and Black Show debut. How are you, Michael? Congratulations to you.
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, tell me about that moment. It had to be surreal. Your first touchdown in the NFL, your sister's there, but your mom, she must have been screaming like crazy when you scored that touchdown.
Yeah, it was awesome. As soon as I scored, they were the first people I thought of because I knew that they were in the stands at their first NFL game. And, you know, I'm so happy I can get the touchdown with them there.
Now, your sister's a pretty good dancer, we know from Glee. But what's this little dance move you do after the touchdown here, Michael?
On YouTube, there's a little six-year-old kid. He does a little dance named Terrio. Yeah. It's after his first name, Terrio. So I thought about doing it after my first touchdown, and there you go. Yeah, y'all saw it.
What did your sister Naya say about that dance move? Did she approve of that?
Yeah, she approved. She kept laughing. It was pretty hilarious there.
How proud is your mom of you and your sister? I mean, it's just amazing. She's doing so well on Thursday nights on Glee, and you're doing so well on Sunday afternoon. She must be just so proud.
Yeah, she's very proud, and you know, she raised us to be hard workers and to be very humble with everything we've gotten. And you know, she continues to push us every day in our professions, and you know, we just want to get better at what we're doing.
And she raised you to be a Raider fan. First of all, tell me about the day you were drafted. I know she just screamed out. She was so happy when you were drafted by the Silver and Black.
Yeah, the day I got drafted, she screamed so loud. There was like five LAPD that came to the house, and they had thought
something. Seriously?
Yeah, they thought something else was going on. So after I got drafted, I got to take a picture with the LAPD.
Throughout the preseason, I thought you played well, but I think you're playing so much better in the regular season. Are you one of those guys, when the lights go on, it's time to play? Do you agree with my assessment, first of all, that you're playing better since we started the season for real than did in August?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. And, you know, like I've said before, you know, when the regular season started, I just, you know, wanted to step it up a notch because I knew, you know, everything gets serious and these games really count for real.
Yeah, we saw it in training camp right away. You had such great movement skills, but the key was going to be blocking.
Yeah.
So how have you, at your size, you're not, you know, you're 245 or so, and you're going up against guys that are much bigger than you, some of them ends and linebackers. So how has it been to block these guys in the NFL?
You know, it hasn't been easy, I can say that. But continuing to improve my technique, knowing the blocking schemes, you know, we're on offense, so you know where the ball's going before they do. So you got to get in the proper position and use your technique that, you know, Coach Sperano and Coach Hutt are teaching me, and just continue to work that.
How has it been for you to change a quarterback? Terrell stylistically is so different than Matt, is more of a pocket passer, and Matt McGloin as well. Is it easier or more challenging to play with Terrell? What is your mindset when two's in the game versus 14 or 15?
Oh, you know, it's a completely different mindset because with Terrell, you know, the play's really never over. You know, you're running your route, and, you know, if you don't get the ball on the end of your route, you know, you look back and Terrell's scrambling back there and creating a whole new play. So you got to scramble around and run around, and, you know, it turns into a completely different play.
All right. To take me inside that locker room, you played four games so far this year. The reality is you're 1-3, but you could be 3-1. You had a first and goal on Indy's 8-yard line, lost that game late. You're up 14-0 on the Skins last week. What do you guys feel like has gone down the first quarter of the year?
I feel like we put that behind us, and we're really optimistic about the game coming up. Right now, we're looking towards the San Diego Chargers, and we're looking to bring the wood to the Chargers, and we're looking to get a victory at home.
Yeah. Talk about San Diego, a kid growing up in Southern California. This has got to be a big game for you, huh? Raiders and Chargers?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know it's a rival, you know, California rivals. And, you know, I'm just really ready to get another victory under our belt at home.
How much have you studied Antonio Gates, one of the great receivers from the tight end position in the history of the game?
Yeah, studied him a lot. You know, one of those great guys up there with, you know, Gonzalez and the Winslows and things like that. And, you know, you look up to a guy like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do. But, you know, I don't want him to do too well because I'm going to be out there too.
That is Michael Rivera, the Raider rookie tight end, getting set for the Raiders and Chargers on Sunday night. We'll get you ready. Jim Pluckett will come back and rejoin me, and we'll break it down. Raiders up against Philip Rivers and the Chargers on Sunday night. That's next on the Silver and Black Show.
They certainly have their work cut out for them. You know, they've got to find a way to slow down the Chargers. The Chargers are converting, you know, 50% on third down, and you got to find a way to get them off the field, number one. And number two, you got to find a way to have long drives put together so that Philip Rivers and his offense doesn't have that football.